Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. No more running. Yeah, no more America's Most and all that shit there. Rocking the mic now. Running with my nigga Punk Boogie, baby. A lot of niggas fronted, so they gon' put me on help me eat and shit like that there. But you kept the gold with me, my nigga. That's right, fuck. Yeah, still killing shit. I'm the wrong one to fuck with. Fuck with me and you get stuck quick. Fuck, you suck dick. Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, Kaza. Get me by side, you ain't even in my Kaza. I'm the wrong one to fuck with. Drive bys in the truck quick. Fuck, you suck dick. Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, Kaza. Get me by side. I'm as wicked as Hitler firstborn. Cause of me, a lot of old ladies first gone. You niggas saw me, but not with her song. Matter of fact, I kill them viciously, brutally. Strip them clowns down on nudity. Shove the chrome where they doodle be. It's a stick up, don't try to get brave. Don't even chance it, dude. I want your motherfucking stripping like you dance for loop. Don't stop, give it, or you gon' get it. Get your fucking Yankee finish, split it when I spit it. Your faggot rapper's funny, your Saturday Night Live. Treat you with a white five and snipe five. Y'all got some tripe wives, show me where your re at, where the key at. Sleep, eat shit. Punk get 3S, Punk like Vietnam. Take him off to the intercom. UPS, ma'am, sign here. Send a bomb, be that bitch, roast it and toast it like a chestnut. And if I run out of milk for cereal, I'll leave a breast cut. Got this bitch pool and I feed him fresh cut. Sick them Cujo, steal your bitch and dick the Kudo. Slam your ass and I don't know a lick of judo. Fly to PR, stick menudo. Come back, cop a six for Tudo. Cop a brick from you know who. Washington Heights, in jail I had niggas watching my nights. Now I'm squashing the mic, extortion is tight. Horse with a knife, I'm flossing your ice on some glossy tonight. I'm the wrong one to fuck with. Fuck with me and you get stuck quick. Fuck, you suck dick. Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, Kaza. Get me by side, you ain't even in my Kaza. I'm the wrong one to fuck with. Drive bys in the truck quick. Fuck, you suck dick. Ha, you ain't got no wins in me, Kaza. Get me by side, ha, ha.
We'll be right back.
never going away. Never. I'll never shut up and I'll never go away. Wow, I got some motivation. I got some fucking haters. Yo, I did a show, unscheduled, live show, random, Saturday night. I thought it was just me and another person talking, and nobody else was listening. Well, there were two people who were listening, and they were super haters. Super haters. One at least tried to be humorous, but he kind of overtook his blood alcohol limit. And then, tears and rage, and I'm not trying to mock the guy. I've been there. I don't drink like that anymore, but I've been there. It's one of those nights. But it's unfortunate that that's recorded. But the other guy was just like calm and cool, and he's just like, this is the worst show ever. You completely suck. You should just never do a show again. You know, for a day I was like, I'm kind of busy. I got other stuff to do. You know what I mean? I wasn't really talking about anything anyway. Literally, the specific topic of the show was bullshitting. Started off with the preamble, and I continually reaffirmed throughout the whole thing, we're not really talking about anything. We're just kind of bullshitting, having a good time. Me and my friend having a chat on the phone. Hopefully, some of our other buddies are going to call in. You know, we have a little chilly chally, a little shilly shally, and just have a little bit of fun. And somebody's like, this is the worst show ever. You suck. You just like, don't even try to have a radio career. You're such garbage. Just turn off the microphone and never turn it on again. And not because of him. I actually was busy. So, long story short, yeah. Long story short, took a couple of days off. I'm doing big things with my life. You wouldn't even believe the things I'm doing. And there's no point in talking about it because it's for me to know and you to not find out. You can go fuck yourself. If you don't like me, then I'm doing something right. I'm doing something right. You're taking the time out of your day to call this show that nobody's ever heard of and no one listens to tell me how much I suck. Brilliant. Brilliant. On a Saturday night. You know? There's a party somewhere, man. So, here's the deal. I'm just going to go all the way in. I'm going to go all the way in. I give no fucks. I will never give a fuck. You can torture me. You can kill me. And I will never, ever give a fuck. And it's just quite simply, I'm mentally ill. I'm a crazy person, folks. It's all good. I'm not dangerous. I'm not dangerous, but yeah, I'm cuckoo. And, when I in my drinking days, I used to love to brawl. Right? I used to love a brawl with a stranger. Even better, he pulls a gun. Man, I felt so fucking manly, slapping a gun out of someone's hand. And my favorite thing is to smack a man in the face. Yeah, like to show him what a bitch he is. I don't even punch him. I don't even wind up. I don't even put my shoulder in. It's just pimp slap. And most guys, if I give them the real pimp slap, that's the front hand and the back hand for the uninitiated. They're going to stumble. Their knees will buckle. And if they then move forward, they move towards me, then they get a punch. Two punches, you're down. So I used to love this shit because I wear glasses. People look at me and they're like, look at this wimp. Look at this nerd. I'm going to beat up on this nerd. I've been going through this shit my whole life. And I'm not even that big. I'm not really a big guy. You know what I mean? But what it is, I will knock your fucking lights out, dude. all these tough guys. You know, and I'll do worse than that. You know what else I love to do? I love to kick a man in the ass. I really do. You know, it should be humiliating. Fighting for the sake of fighting. This is not a boxing match. This is not wrestling. This is not MMA. I'm not trying to kill the guy. I want to humiliate him. So I slap him in the face and kick him in the ass. And I might take a red stick and administer an ass whooping just like that with a red stick. By the way, I drive a lot. I travel all over the place. I might go to Louisiana. You know, there's a good enough reason. And been invited to Mississippi, that's definitely going to be a better time. And South Carolina, that'll be a money-making opportunity. And some guitar playing, okay? Been invited there to a mansion in a famous resort community. Texas. Yeah, I like Texas. I go to Texas, you know. I don't have a lot of friends in Texas anymore. Got a few. I don't know if they got, you know, room in the house, room in the trailer, whatever the fuck they do. I don't know if they got a bed for me. You know what I mean? I'm not driving all the way to Texas without a bed. Without someone to welcome me in, show me hospitality. But I will. I go all the time. I go into places I am not welcome. And I might even leave at gunpoint or under threat of death. Or I might not leave. Threaten me. You might put me in such a combative mode that I take you out of self-defense. Gee. So why would I shut this microphone off? I'd rather shove this microphone up your ass, Baton Rouge. Call in the show, you fucking faggot. You ain't doing nothing, you loser. What a joke. This is the Ace of Spades Radio. Because of my total lack of fucks given at this moment, I'm ready to talk about things I usually don't talk about. So I'm going to start with aliens. It is ridiculous to imagine that with billions of suns and hundreds of billions of planets and moons in the universe, that there's only one planet that supports intelligent life. It's just a stupid idea. It's a truly stupid idea. It ultimately derives from the Bible. Although the Bible does not explicitly say that, but those who suggest there's no such thing as ET, aliens from outer space, you know, most of them, they don't really go by the Bible, but they also mock aliens. Well, let me tell you something, folks. If this is the best the universe has to offer, then we truly are doomed. The human race, where this kid drives from Baltimore to Jacksonville with a loaded gun in case he lose the Madden tournament so he could kill everybody in the place, brought his gun into the joint, premeditated. And what else? He saved the last bullet for himself. He wasn't mad about the game. He came there to kill people. Baltimore to Jacksonville. Do you have any idea what kind of drive that is? It's like a 15-hour drive. Drove with a loaded gun to the Madden tournament. Okay? There was a guy, there was a husband. He was on the TV. He was crying crocodile tears for his baby and his wife, and they was murdered. And he said some other dude did it. And then he confessed. He's like, yeah, I did it. You know, I definitely killed my wife. But I didn't kill the baby. I didn't kill the baby. All right. That was a mistake. Not going to answer another call. So he goes, yeah, I totally did it. But he didn't kill the baby. He said, my wife killed the baby, and then I killed her. Bullshit, motherfucker. You lied cold-hearted with fake tears. Murdered your wife? That may be somewhat understandable. I don't know the woman. I don't know the state of your relationship. You're going through a divorce. Not anymore. But your baby, your own baby, a little baby, a white guy. Both of these are white guys. Okay, racist. Stop with the bullshit. The stuff white people are doing on a daily basis. I mean, what is it? Is like literally Satan walking on the earth? Are these people demonically possessed? There was a woman who was pimping out her disabled daughter for cocaine and crystal meth. Another American white woman. Her underage disabled daughter, right? Like mentally retarded and crippled. Like really fucking disgusting. Another white woman. All right. Guys, this is it. This is the year racism dies. All right. You want to talk about Chicago? That's men killing men. Couldn't say why they're killing each other. They probably think they have a pretty good reason for doing so. They are mostly people who know each other, who have or know of each other, or who have some reason, perhaps, to have a grievance or disagreement about something. Chicago's popping. The reason for that is super simple. It's the easiest thing in the world. That's the transshipment point for the majority of the drugs, narcotics. Now you know. All law enforcement knows this. All of them. The whole government knows it. The television won't tell you that. The news won't tell you that. Chicago is, boom, like Miami back in the 80s. Chicago's the place. So, yes, there will be gunfire. Yes, there will be cartel stuff. It's like the border of Mexico. Ooh, the border of Mexico. All the guns popping off over there. You know? Wow, those are Mexicans. Let's build a wall. Keep the Mexicans out. You know? There's a lot of Mexicans living in America, some of them for hundreds of years, some of them with treaty rights under the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. All Texans will know what the hell I'm talking about. That was the treaty that created the Republic of Texas. And the Mexican residents were not to be interfered with or harmed, and they would keep their property to be allowed to live there. That's in the treaty. So you build a wall, I guarantee you there's at least 20 million Mexicans living here right now. I'm sure most of them are wonderful people. Okay. Seeing as they live on the border and there's all this drugs flowing through, I wouldn't be surprised if someone saw a financial opportunity. Perhaps maybe considered trafficking in narcotics as a way to make money. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying that's what happened. Okay, so the wall. Stupid idea. Also, tunnels. There was a drug tunnel that was that went from a warehouse in Mexico to a closed-down Kentucky Fried Chicken in California. All right, these type of buildings are easy to get, by the way. Any type of, you know, bro, just run out of business. Very anonymous. You don't even really have to get the thing up and running again. You know, you don't really have to, like, reopen the business. You just have to, you know, look like the work crew that's renovating. Do some renovations. You know, tear it down, remove a lot of stuff, bring in a lot of stuff. Things are coming, things are going. See, that easy. And what's feeding the drug war, and I shouldn't say drug war, what's feeding the drug trade is the insatiable appetite of Americans for drugs. It is a demand-driven market. Narcotics is driven by demand, not supply. Oversupply leads to falling prices and decreased profits. Also increased competition. That's what you have in Chicago. Too much competition. Oversupply. So, in a way, drug enforcement helps with drug trafficking. It helps the traffickers because it keeps the prices high. It keeps the drugs expensive. They make a lot of money. They start thinking about, hey, maybe I'll ship 11 tons of cocaine on a boat. And people do it. Even on like a little boat, like not even that big. Gilligan's Island, the Gilligan's Island boat, the USA, the USS Minnow. Like 10 tons. Coast Guard got it. Okay. It was 50 tons. 50 tons of narcotics busted in Boston. Total cartel operation. The way they were moving it in, they were so slick. They were so slick. They had such a good operation. They had 50 tons, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in Massachusetts with a fatal overdose. You heard? And there's big busts like this going on all the time. All right? But why? Because the people want drugs. Now, why are they going to the street? Because doctors who once were prescribing certain pills, certain narcotic pills, by prescription, and helping a lot of people who are in pain, okay? There's people with chronic physical pain. It's an actual thing. So people had prescriptions. I had a prescription. A lot of people I know had prescriptions. You know, now I just have to suck it up. I can't get medication because the doctors don't write these scripts anymore. Right? They started with Oxy. They took the oxycodone. They're like, nope, we can't even write these scripts anymore. We've written 100 million scripts. We've written 100 million scripts in 6 months. We overdid it. We're about to get busted. We're so in trouble. You know, and you're like, well, honestly, we've written like a couple billion scripts of this Oxy. I mean, basically, everybody's like, everybody loves the Oxy. Yeah, they're chopping the Oxy, aren't they? They're chopping the Oxy. So, knock off the Oxy. Dope came raging back. Crack came raging back. Because these are all analgesics. They're painkillers. The chemical fits receptors in the brain, which causes feelings of euphoria and physical and mental well-being. Okay. Then they took the Percocet and the Vicodin scripts. Mm-hmm. My doctor told me straight up, I'm cutting you off because I think I'm about to get in trouble. They're going to make this stuff illegal, and I just can't even write the script anymore. And then this was my real doctor. This was not like some script doctor. I was getting all type of medications from this person. You know, so including crazy pills. Because I'm crazy. I've been to the hospital. I'm like, no bullshit crazy. No bullshit crazy. Mental. So yeah, damn right I believe in aliens. I believe in conspiracies. I believe in all conspiracies. Just what I described to you with the prescription drugs and the scripts being cut off and then the dope and the fentanyl and the smuggling and the whole thing. All of that is conspiracy. Some of it is criminal conspiracy. Some of it is more along the lines of theory or connecting the dots. It's not convictable. But, you know, doctors do get convicted for writing too many scripts. That is true. That is real. Okay? All that does is feed the dope and fentanyl market. Now listen up. Cocaine is being laced with fentanyl. Okay? Flocka, spice, all types of stuff. I've heard marijuana being laced with fentanyl. Can you believe that stuff? How sick is that? That was a conspiracy. And it's real. I also believe in Sasquatch. I absolutely believe in Sasquatch. There's crazy hairy woods. There's hairy ass woods. Like, you're not really sure a person's been there before or in the last 100 years. Okay? And then there's all type of creatures there that most people won't ever see or hear. Or hear. I've heard that's the distinctive thing about the Sasquatch is the noise it makes. Very, very terrifying noise. I've heard that a mountain lion screams like a woman in pain. That's what the sound. Yeah. How about that? And what else? The mountain lion, the catamount, cougar. What it likes to do, it likes to hang out on a tree branch and jump from above on the back of its prey. So if you get jumped by a cougar, a mountain lion, that's how they do it. They're up in the branch stalking you. They go from tree to tree. They might go from tree to tree, just walking in the branches. And you're just walking with your stupid, your iPod on, listening to music. You're not even paying attention. You're being stalked. And that's how the cougar will get you. And it bites you right on the neck. It jumps on your back, bites on the neck, breaks the spine. Dead. In his jaws. So basically, it almost bites the head off. How about that? Now, government and politics is like, it's so trashy. I can't even talk about it. I don't care. These people don't interest me. They're vulgar and stupid and worthless. Literally nothing they can do or say that would make me care about anything that they do. Couldn't care. Couldn't care less. Never will care. They should all die. Pope Francis facing calls to resign. Sexual abuse scandal exposes risks in the Vatican. There you go. That's another one. I don't care. He should probably slit his wrists. The Pope, he should probably kill himself tonight. You know, and there's a bunch of people, and I could say names. But I'm not going to do that tonight. Politics. It's like washing your face with a used diaper. And I won't go near it. So the people have spoken. Ace of Spades Radio is apparently the worst radio show on earth. So I'm going to keep on doing this. I hope you fucking hate the fuck out of it. You know what? I hope I'm pissing you off right now. I'll keep going. And guess what? I won't talk politics. Don't care about Q. Let me talk about some stuff that interests me. Somebody jumped up on the stage at the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert. What the fuck was that? Was that an assassination attempt? You know? Like, I think about stuff like that all the time. I'm very careful how I space myself with people. With how I share space with people. Who is around me? What is behind me? Where is the door? Things like this. Think about it. See, a whole bunch of people hated me enough to try and murder me. So I'm kind of in the habit of being aware. And now I'm looking at you pussies. There ain't no way none of you could kill me. Most of you, you can't punch your way out of a paper bag. You can't even make a proper insult. Okay. I see grown-ass men with jobs wearing Velcro Velcro sneakers, bud. You can't tie shoelaces? You retard. Velcro. Fuck you. Grown-ass men with like a big Star Wars shelf. Star Wars memorabilia. Or Jacksonville, Florida. Dude, Madden. The Madden tournament. Yo, I lost the Madden tournament. I need to kill everyone. What a fucking loser. And I'm sorry to say, kind of like all losers. You're kind of like a bunch of losers. Like, fuck video games. Fuck anyone who likes video games. You know, I played video games when I was a child. Yeah. I rode a BMX bike when I was a child. I rode a skateboard when I was a child. You know, at some point, you're supposed to grow up. By the age of 25, I had M16. I was going into hostile territory every night, sleeping in the dirt, eating thorns, okay, and wiping my ass with my hand and then washing the hands with dirt. How about that? Fuck you. All these people with so much to say. What have you done with your life? What have you done? Why don't you do something with your life? What do you want to be when you grow up? That's my question for you, Americans. The most childish. I can't believe you people. You want a fucking civil war over an election. It was a tight election. It was close. A presidential election, right? Like, oh, I can't believe we lost. This has never happened. It happens every 4 years. One candidate wins and the other candidate loses. We've been doing this for like 226 years. See, I could say a name. I could say a name of a certain woman, a politician. Don't care. Not going to make her famous. Ace of spades. I got the biggest dick. That dried up old hag. And you all sound like her. You fucking snowflakes. Skinny jeans. Curly mustache motherfuckers. Curly mustache and round glasses motherfuckers. Riding the unicycle. Fuck out of here. Pabst Blue Ribbon hipster with a mocha latte frappuccino riding your antique bicycle. Get the fuck out of here. With a big front tire and a little rear tire. I hate you people. We all hate you. You're hipsters. You're hipsters, okay? You're the ones who lost. Basically, you lost. You're fucking losers. We've been trying to tell you for 10 years. You're a loser. Stop it. Make something of yourself. Stop being like this weird cartoon character. Just be a real person. Can you handle that? No. No. And hipsters and junkies and Antifa, these all intersect. This is an interlocking combine. Hipsters, left wing. Communist terrorist, feminist, lesbian, LGBTQ, what else? Oh, Palestine, let me think. Some other weird groups that nobody fucking cares. You know, and they all banded together and they're like, look, we're a big group now. We can agree on like one thing each. Like, we don't even all agree on one thing. Like, my group agrees with your group on one thing, and then I agree with this other group on another thing. We'll make a coalition. Yeah, coalition of the dickwads. Millennial fucking scum. You lose, you lose, you'll always lose. You are the ultimate losers. You will always be losers. Nobody likes you, motherfuckers. Straight up. Nobody likes you. Williamsburg people that live in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, or like East Bushwick, they're calling it East Williamsburg, shooting smack. A lot of white people move there, and they're like, yay, hipster village. It's like Portland. It's like San Francisco. Getting mugged, getting shot, getting stabbed, getting hooked on drugs. You bunch of fuck-ups. Warehouse lofts. antique bicycles, weird haircuts, weird facial hair, like that weird fucking guy with the photographer. He did the Miley Cyrus. Holy shit. This is close to a Playboy spread Miley Cyrus ever did. His first name is Terry. He wears glasses. He has a mustache. Looks like a pervert. He's eventually going to jail. He is a super pervert and a rapist. He's well known, this guy. He's a well-known rapist. And he rapes them both, boys and girls. Terry Richardson! Right. Takes all kind of funky pictures of people, like very, like, smutty, like, seedy, like, degenerate. That's the millennials. That's the hipsters. You lose! You lost! Pick up a gun and fight if you want to. We'll fucking kill you. Like, the fight will be over in 24 hours, you fucking idiots. You losers. And then there's baby boomers. And they can be pretty annoying. You know, there were a lot of hippies. You know, most have calmed down a little bit. They're more like middle of the road. But then there's some who are like still hippies. But, like, you know, there's that hippie vibe, right? Frankly, the hippie shit was just kind of gross, and you just kind of broke America. You kind of destroyed America. Generation X is going to fix it. Generation Y, I don't know. Millennials, trash. I don't want to have to kill you. I don't want to have to kill you. You'll probably kill yourself with, like, a diet fad. You're like, you'll decide that a certain food is, like, the best food, and you all eat it, and you'll just starve to death because there's no nutritional value. Like, it's not even a food. Like the cardboard challenge. I live for 2 weeks on nothing but cardboard. Hipster shit. So I will never unplug this microphone. As long as I can tell someone to suck my dick, I hope you call in, by the way. 516-387-1414. Hey, you want to tell me what a piece of shit I am? Call in the show. I'd love to hear all about it. Drink that haterade. Hey, I got a better idea. Explain to me in detail why this show should discontinue. And I'll pull the plug. You convince me, I will shut the show down. Prove me wrong. The only other thing you need to do is when you open the Blog Talk link, a link will pop up, enter your email, and you'll get an automatic notification whenever there's a show, even if it's a live show. And if you have a smartphone, it'll go to your phone. Right. And I'm one of the few remaining talkers on the radio anymore who never went on YouTube. Never went on TV. Never sold a shirt. Never took a donation. Never asked for your money. I don't ask for shit. I don't ask for you to listen. I'm asking you to turn this show off if it's so fucking worthless. If I'm so shitty, explain to me something. What the fuck is wrong with that guy in Jacksonville? And who's going to talk about it? What was that? What does that mean? How should I change my lifestyle? Okay, the guy who jumped on the stage at the Beyonce concert. What does that tell me? How should I change my behavior to avoid something like that? There's more. More. Gosh, it was a recent one. Molly Tibbetts from Iowa. She was raped and murdered. Well, there's a suspect in custody. It kind of looks like they're railroading him. I don't think the guy's confessed. I think he's saying no habla inglés. And I think he's not talking to the translator either. Neither the fuck would I. Okay? Talk to my lawyer. That's it. Fifth. I plead the fifth. Cinco. Yo, hey. Cinco. Yo habla. Cinco. Fuck, I'd be saying. So, Molly Tibbetts, I personally have a different idea about the thing. I'm looking at it. I'm thinking this might not be the guy. The killer may still be at large. Okay? Some people are making a big thing of it that the suspect in custody is, you know, is an illegal alien. He's a Mexican illegal alien. And they're making that the story. What makes it a story for me, small town Iowa. Everybody knows each other. College girl. Everybody knows her. Everyone says she's sweet. Raped and murdered, left in a cornfield. What does that tell me? How should I change my behavior? How can I prevent this from happening to me? All right, first of all, I'm not an attractive young woman. But I could still be killed and left in a cornfield in a nice little town. Okay? And there was another one. Right. The husband who killed his wife and his little baby, maybe baby girl. I don't know. Definitely his. How do I avoid being exposed to psychopath killers? Crazy people. How do I avoid getting killed by crazy motherfuckers that are definitely out there, definitely doing their thing? Right. So I'm not crazy in that way. I'm not a psycho killer. I'm more like, don't give a fuck. Can't give a fuck. That circuit was blown out. I'm tapped. Tapped. And that applies to all situations, including sex, violence, driving, life decisions. So it's, but I'm getting better at it. I'm, you know, impulse control, impulsiveness, not thinking about it, just doing it. Getting a lot better at that. At least I haven't been arrested in quite a while or hospitalized. So I would say I'm doing pretty good. And I'm not dead. And a lot of people are just winding up dead, like from just, like a nothing situation. Like, how did I get killed? Like, that's what I'd be saying. I'd be like, I'm shot. I'm bleeding. I'm like, how the fuck did this happen? I was just minding my business. Boom. And then I'll die. And I will die pissed off. I will die pissed off. Going, what the fuck? So I'm trying to avoid that. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. Can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Wish I may, wish I might find my one true love tonight. You think that it could be you? If I pray really tight, get into a fake bar fight. Well, I'm looking down the avenue. If I lay really quiet, I know that what I do isn't right. I guess that's what I have to do. So I murder.
Maybe some people are jealous and they think it's like I'm judging them or something. Like, not really, dude. Like, your budget is your budget. My budget is my budget. I see I don't have nearly enough money. I need a lot of money to do the things I want to do. And it's late in the game. And it's not just the money, it's the things. It's, you know, property, vehicles, preparations. You know, I don't even have a chainsaw. I don't even own a chainsaw. You know, to me, that's not just poor, that's fucked. You can always make some money with chainsaw, okay? You can, no matter what. You can make some money with a chainsaw, chopping firewood. All right. You could do it with an axe, you could do it with a sledge, you could do it with wedges. You could do all that. you know, but it's a lot more work. So, you know, a chainsaw is really kind of the minimum. And I don't have a truck, you know, and I can do landscaping and farming and gardening and all this stuff. And without a truck, not possible, you know. And so I'm doing things. I'm fixing my life. I'm trying. And I have less and less friends. And I'm bumping heads with people constantly. And I'm deleting people and blocking people constantly. And I mean total block, okay? You're blocked on Facebook, block your phone number, and your email goes to the junk. Like, you're out of my fucking life. You need to show up at my door if you want to talk to me. And it's just, it's come down to that. It's come down to that. You know, people that are supposed to be my friends and, you know, supposed to be, you know, like we're some kind of like a team or a unit, or like at least like I should be able to trust these people in my house and not be nervous or something. Basic stuff. And they're not. And they're like, you know, and people come into my house ostensibly as friends. And then like, they literally just like threaten me, like these veiled threats all night. And I'm like, who the fuck are you threatening? You want to throw down right now? And then they leave. So I have to be more of a dick. I've been too nice, and I'm going to be more of a dick from now on. This is official notice. You've been officially notified in a public forum. Do not fuck with me. I will be such a dick. I'm not going to be cool about it. I'm not going to forgive and forget. I'm not going to laugh. I'm not going to walk away. I'm going to make it unpleasant to mess with me, cause problems. And by the way, whenever I choose to do that, I just demolish my opponent. Just crush them, obliterate them. But I've been trying to be a nice guy. You know, I've been reading the Bible, you know, and I'm like, okay, Jesus said this and that. I should be like this and that. I should do it like this. You know what? Jesus' way is getting me stomped on. I'm getting stomped on. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix my life. I'm going to do good. I'm going to have a good life. And you can continue to be a loser. All you haters, you will continue to be a loser. You will never be anything other than a loser. That's your fate. It's your destiny. You were born for this, son. All right? It's the way it's got to be. And you got to be a loser to the day you die. You'll be an old person, still dressed ridiculous, living a ridiculous lifestyle. Your sense of humor is like stupid. No one gets it. You know, you can be a hipster. You can be an old hipster. You'll still be a fucking loser. All that whole generation, that whole subculture, you're being nullified. You will have nothing to do with our politics, our culture. You don't get to tell us what to do. You don't get to judge us. If you strike us, we're gonna stomp you into the ground. If you bring weapons, we're going to bring guns. We'll shoot your ass. Okay? You can vote for whatever fucking goofball you want to. You can vote Bernie Sanders, Jill Stein, you know, or the other one, the witch. You can do whatever you want. You've been rejected. You created a culture, and it sucks. Your music sucks. Your fashion sucks. Your trends, your fads suck. You try to bring back acid washed dungarees. Fuck you. And those stupid hoverboards, with the two wheels and they light up and you ride that shit. Motherfuck you, I'll slap you in the face. I see you grown man riding that thing. I'm slapping you dead in the face. I don't give a goddamn. You're wearing a three-piece suit and carrying a leather briefcase. I don't care if you're the CEO of General Motors. I see a grown-ass man riding a hoverboard. You get slapped in the face. And then I'll go around you and I'll kick you in the ass. And if Baton Rouge want to talk some shit, I'll drive my ass down to Baton Rouge and I'll meet you, son. 275 area code. And we've still got your number in the call logs. So, think about it. This microphone is never, ever coming unplugged. I will not shut up. I will not close down this show. You chicken shits, you wouldn't call in the show. I gave you the number. I gave you the link. Ace of Spades Radio at blogtalkradio.com. Simple. You can send me an email. Tell me what a piece of shit I am. But no, you want to make yourself famous. I'm a loser. I have a curly mustache. I ride a 19th century bicycle with a large front wheel and a small rear wheel. I wear one glove, but it's not like the Michael Jackson glove. It's like some other goofball glove. I'm a fucking hipster. I'm going to call in this radio show and talk shit and just prove what a faggot I am. I'd rather talk to a dude than be out somewhere in Baton Rouge talking to the pretty ladies. That was you. And I gave you the number again, you fucking fruit. Trolled me once. So guess what? The microphone's never coming unplugged. I think I pretty much made my point. So I'm going to sign off. All the haters can kiss my ass. Ace of Spades Radio is the greatest. Fuck all the haters. If you don't like me, you should kill yourself.